What is up, Not Another Podcasters? This is Samantha Stark, and of course, James and those guys decided they're babies and want to take a break, so me and my team, all the way across the country, decided to take over for them. So of course, again, I'm Samantha, and with me, as they have been for the last two movie commentaries, is Nick and Ryan. So how about you guys introduce yourselves and tell us where we can find you, other local Ohio podcasters?
Name's Ryan. I'm part of the RSG Podcast. You can find us at rsgpodcast.com, Random Subject Generator on Facebook, at RSG Podcast on Twitter. I think that's it. I'm sure we have a Tumblr or something somewhere, or some other social media.
Tumblr's the new big thing. Oh. So you guys probably do.
We'll have to check.
That you've never used.
Yeah, so like, with the new big thing that we don't
Right, use. It's had the coming soon sign on there for 2 years.
I'm Nick Argenbrey, a.k.a. Nick Nitro. I do the podcast, The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. You can find it at gbgpodcast.com. I also have a webcomic, Ultimate Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, utmt.com. I'm on Twitter, at GoodBadGeeky. And
that panting is my dog desperately wanting to get in Nick's lap.
She loves me. She loves me a lot. And, like, yeah, it's just full of excitement.
She loves guys. She's such a hoe.
I can't. Back. I have shorts on and she's like licking my upper leg.
Upper inner thigh.
Upper inner thigh, yeah.
Essie, come here. Let's go.
Good dog.
Go lay down.
So,
she's my diva. Alrighty, so now Essie wants to be part of the podcast. Introduce yourself. Bow, wow, 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 wow.
Be down, human.
You have the power to win this. Alright, so. Yeah, so we were, after some technical difficulties, we're finally up and running, because, Ryan brought his multi-directional microphone, whereas mine is omnidirectional. Great for movie commentaries, because we're all facing the same way, but now we all get to look at each other while we talk, and, oh, I had no idea what you guys looked like,
you
and I'm dating
eyes.
One of you.
I didn't know that.
So, yes, I get to see you, and I'm dating one of you, so, I mean, you know. Might be good to know what you look like.
Yeah, put a face on it.
Oh.
And a beard.
Yeah.
So. Oh, wait, Ryan has a full beard.
Sarah's like, my girlfriend.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated says, like, Splash, my girlfriend has a turtle called Splash. Well, she's called a Splash. I call it Splash now, too. Splash is just like, apparently, like, was infatuated with Ryan.
Oh, all night.
All night. Yeah. And I was like, maybe it was the hair, because maybe she thought it was like a worm or something. Because like, if you do that to her too, she'll just go nuts.
Yeah, she was following my finger.
You can't.
Her
yeah,
eye.
Thank you. No one can see what I'm doing. If you wiggle your finger by the front of the tank, she'll fucking go nuts. And so I thought, oh, maybe it's the hair. And she's like, he has a nice soothing voice too.
Yeah.
So she probably was just all excited about the nice. Soothing vocals that Ryan protrudes from his vocal.
That's why I like him.
Yeah.
He's got that smooth voice, and I'm just like...
It is my one quality.
Only one?
Only one.
Wow.
Well, and the luxurious hair and full beard. So this is why, before I invited Ryan on here, I have nicknames for, like, romantic interests or guys that are just, you know, whatever. So you guys know the hot army guy, the hot black guy. You guys know all of my dirt. And Ryan, I would call, his nickname was the Viking biker.
No.
Because he looks like a Viking. If you mixed a Viking and a biker, you get my boyfriend.
Yes.
I could see you holding an axe.
Right?
Got
totally.
A few.
And on a chopper.
Freedom!
Yeah, like, ride with me!
What's the song? It's not so much on a magic carpet ride, but it's a magic bike ride.
Yeah.
On a magic motorcycle ride.
Yeah, I'm down.
He's also a woodworker.
Yeah.
Made my headboard, which we've yet to put on the bed.
It's in the house at least. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, now we need to lacquer it.
That's a better stretch than.
Yeah.
We've been playing so many games. I've actually looked into building my own table, but I want to do it myself because I, you know what I mean? It's I'm getting to the age now, even though I've had no experience with tools, really, besides a few things here and there. It's just like, I'm a man. Tools. And the thing is, I remember I would watch him and I was like, that's so stupid. Who wants to do stuff with tools and whatever. Now it's just like, I will never, I'm just pure straight up geek. I'll never, I'll play a video game, never touch a tool unless I have to. And then I was just like,
except
I sort of want to touch a, yeah, except for my
yeah.
I sort of want to touch a hardware based tool.
Yeah. I hope it was hardware.
Yeah.
I got the bug to do woodworking when I started looking at prices for things that I really wanted.
Yes.
And
if you get a game table, for example, it's like $2,000.
Right. Especially if you have one that's got like little nooks and crannies and like pulled
yep.
out drawers and stuff like that. You're yeah, easy $2,500 starting.
Yeah. Like, now I'm not gonna go crazy with that yet. You know what I mean? With the little, because I thought about that too, but I was like, but still, I could make it for like. 70.
The dog is licking
the table.
The dog stopped
they
licking.
Just stopped.
The dog was licking the little coffee table leg, and then when Nick looked at her, she just slowly stopped
licking.
Like, well, I was
like, she's like, I want this to be your upper inner thigh.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Hey, how you doing? Oh god.
You've done it now.
I was like,
so I put on her flea and tick prevention today, so we got to be careful of her back.
Right, and so I'm trying not to, like, of course, when she gets up there, the only thing is I have instant access to is her back butt region, so but you
yeah.
don't, so you're just like, oh, I can't really touch her right now.
And then there's the head and the foot, because she's such a wugga wugga wugga.
She loves you, man.
I'm telling you, man. She, like,
I was like, the first time you came over for Zombievers, she jumped on you and was like, now she's giving you a back scratch. Essie, come here.
Essie, off. Good dog.
Yeah.
See, she's good.
Yeah.
She's
thank
good
you. Dog. Good girl. You
well,
good.
Before I was trying to say down, and that, you know, wait.
Yeah, that means lay down.
Oh, yeah, see.
And so
if
off
you're not,
and down
if you're not,
are two different
if you're not
things.
Tired, then it's not going to do anything for you, is it? No. She's looking at me like, nope. This whole episode will be called Nick's Balls Are Licked by the Dog.
Ah!
That's technically just what
so
happened.
So, Essie, you cannot lick my face for the room, you know? We gotta go brush your teeth.
Well, luckily, my hand was there to circumvent it, but it was going in that direction.
Mm. Told you she's a hoe.
You were asking about peanut butter, too.
I was asking about peanut butter,
wasn't
I?
It's not weird, because it's
before
your
we
dog.
Recording. Well, because I was just like, because she just looked like a dog that would be like, and just love the peanut butter. So I was like, Yeah, we should get her some peanut butter sometime.
Hey, you're regretting that whole line of conversation.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, there's always a way to make it gross. Well, dog food costs a lot, and she
yes.
she gets, like, this high-end food, because she's also allergic to, like, nature. So
I have never heard you talk about that before. She's allergic to nature?
Pretty much. She is allergic to some grass. You'll see if she can, she starts getting broken out on it because she has a white chest,
mm-hmm.
so you'll see it turn red and her eyes will start getting a little red because she's
wow.
she has allergies.
Amen.
And
never known
dogs
to have
it. Yeah, a lot of dogs have allergies, and especially I was a nutritionalist when I worked at Petco too, nutritionalist,
it works.
That's
sure.
There's a Rossism. Damn, I Rossed that. So there's a so dogs are not really meant to eat grain and wheat and all that stuff. It's not in their natural diet.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of animals have grain allergies. She has a grain allergy. So I feed her grain-free. She gets grain-free everything. Every now and then, if something is grain, it's not going to kill her. But, you know, she'll start getting itchy if she has the wrong food and all this, that, and the other. So she gets this, like, super high-end food. It's really good for her. She doesn't have any allergy problems on it. And it's great food, but
it costs a lot.
It can cost a lot of money. And I order it on Amazon because it's cheaper to find it there and get it shipped to my house, even with shipping costs a lot of times. So, but lucky for me, she doesn't have a sensitive stomach, so I can rotate between a couple brands so I can find what's cheaper. But my grandmother makes her own dog's food.
Mm.
And I thought she was nuts. But she'll get like a 5-pound thing of beef for like a quarter of the price I would pay for 12 cans of dog food for $30. And so, you know, you put some eggs and puree eggshells in there, green beans, beef, sweet potato.
Eggshells?
Yeah. It's very good for their coat.
Hmm. Who'd have thought?
You just have to make sure you actually, like, get it nice and liquefied.
My mind is, I have learned some new crap has been brought to light, man, that I have not been privy to before. Like,
eggshells and coffee grounds are also good for your disposal. Helps keep the blades sharp. Yeah, and clean.
Okay. Well, that's well because every time I put an egg down the disposal, because my girlfriend used to throw them in the garbage can, and but she wouldn't empty the bag. She lived by herself. You know, she didn't use the trash bin. Anyway, she took it out maybe once a week, not twice a week. And it's just like, put that in there, egg won't smell, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, real fucking bad. Sorry.
Real bad. It smells like rotten eggs. Well.
And then I was like, why don't you just put them down in the garbage disposal? That's how my mom always did it.
Yep.
And she's, right. And she's like, well, my mother always threw it in the garbage can. I was like, well, your mom is awesome, but maybe don't do that.
Well, yeah, it's good for the disposal, so keeps blades sharp.
And coffee grounds, too.
Mm-hmm. Coffee grounds are good for the disposal. Every now and then. Just keeps everything fresh so it doesn't get stuck. And stuff doesn't get... Because, like, it's coarse, so it doesn't get stuff that's gunked up in there. It'll help loosen it.
Also lemon. Cut a lemon in half,
yep.
Throw it in there, grind it up, cleans
mm-hmm.
it. And takes away that like, drain smell.
Jesus,
yeah.
I'm learning so much today about home improvement.
We're so handy. I put lemon in my water, because I have, like, those infusers. And lemon in your water is also very good for your intestines, so it's good for your digestive system.
No,
it's good for
your
skin.
Throat, that's the only... Well, lemon's not good for your throat. I found out.
I didn't know that, because I always thought it was.
Well, see, that's the thing. It opens it up, but it's kind of like if you have processed honey, you know, when you have a sore throat.
Yeah.
It actually helps it, but only for maybe like 5 seconds, and then it makes it worse, because it's the what they do to process it. Like, if you go to, like, mom and pop store that have, like, unprocessed honey.
Yeah, all natural.
That stuff is actually really good for your throat. But, no, because I used to remember when I was in doing a Christmas cantata every Christmas. This is, like, when I was in middle school, high school. I got one of those, you know, they had those little lime or lemon bottles, like, you know, about probably the size of, I don't know, yeah.
It's like concentrated lemon juice.
Size of a shot glass.
Yeah.
But it's full, it's just full of concentrated lemon juice. You in between, like, because my throat was sore, and you're singing, which is like you're straining your chords. Apparently, it flares them up so they can get use, but then it just pulls them tighter. It's like when it's dehydrating your vocal cords is what it's doing.
Oh, fun.
Makes sense, though, because it is a lemon.
Right. That's
like,
why
when we drink
lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we were recording Universe Journey, I was drinking, I had like half a lemon in my thing. I was just refilling my water, and I was like, oh. Because after the zombie sketch, my throat was so sore because we're, you know, making zombie noises for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I need my lemon water.
Isn't that crazy? Like, now, beyond that, though, it does make your water taste delightful.
It does, and it's good for your innards, and it actually helps your skin.
Yes, there are a lot of more pros to putting lemon in your water.
But maybe you just won't do it right before I perform.
It's up there with milk.
Yeah.
It coats your throat.
Yeah, milk and chocolate. We were always, before choir and before concert, we were always told never to have chocolate because it'll coat your throat and you can't get the sound. And I was a first soprano for years,
yeah.
So we were always very careful. Because there was only about 8 of us that were first sopranos in choir, and we were a big choir, so we really had to carry that whole section.
My usual pre-show ritual was to go to McDonald's and get a nice old chocolate.
Yeah.
I'll
prove you wrong,
I'll
school teacher.
I'll you. That hasn't really happened to me once. Just the lemon thing. But, yeah, I think there once or twice I've actually had milk, and I realized, no, if that is true, you should never do that. That's horrible. Because I can feel my range is limited right now because it's not as good as it could be. So, no, I love that stuff. But, yeah, dog food is expensive. Way to bring that right back, right?
Yeah, nice.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm here for you.
Full
bring it
circle.
Bring
yeah,
it
I always thought my mom, my grandmother was crazy for making your dog's food, and like, I, you know, was visiting, and my dog just loved it. And I was like, of course you do.
Yeah, and, well, that's why I was looking at the game because we watched. Well, I know you guys watched too. Like, I watched Tabletop, and that really nice board game table is from Geek Chic. It's like, I think the Sultan is like $1,800 for that. Right.
And it's
then,
not solid, as we've learned from Will Wheaton's wife.
Right. And, well, the other problem with it, too, which they talk about, too, is that not only is it not solid, which doesn't make it great, but also it's at an angle for the camera. Like, they actually sawed off the front of the leg and pushed it up a little bit, so it looks... Like, and it's a forced perspective where it looks straight, looks normal, but it's not. it's actually a little bit right. So, but still, just to buy that table alone was like that amount of money. And I looked on Reddit or something, and I was like, for like $65 to $80 worth of lumber, you can build all of that, and you just gotta have the tools.
Yeah.
But yeah, and my uncle works with tools, but and so does my one friend, so I could just borrow the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And do it myself. So that's
get plans for it. Find out. Tell on Reddit. Do they have like the layout and the measurements and everything?
Yeah. If I have that, the only thing I don't absolutely love is the way they did the felt. They have it that the felt can be removed, which is it's cool to an extent. Underneath the felt is like for when you do like role playing games, or like there's a hexagon or.
Mm-hmm.
Hexagon, what is it? It's a what is it where it says squared? It's a cube.
Rectangle.
It's a cube, and it's not rectangle.
Oh.
You know how last night the game mat we played with?
Yeah.
It's just all squares all across the thing.
Oh.
It's a
grid.
Grid. Jesus Christ. Was it that hard?
It's been a long
apparently,
day.
Apparently it has been. And the grid is what they have under
Nick's
it.
Nick's going to go take a nap, guys.
Oh, God. After the show, we did a radio show,
mm-hmm.
Sam and I did. And after that was over, because I haven't been, I don't work out anymore, sadly. Well, at the time, I'm enjoying not working out. But when you do any little bit of physical labor, you're just like, oh, God, why is this happening to me? But no, we set up all the audio equipment. I took it all down. We did the show, whatever. We were at, afterwards, we were hanging out, and I could not focus on words to complete sentences. Me no speaking good.
Wow.
Really, it was bad. Like Jimmy,
that's tough, yeah.
My friend Jimmy asked me a question, and I was like, I had four responses for him, and I just couldn't get him out. And so I was like, screw it, just keep going on. I can't.
Just talk.
I
words.
Can't talk. I
words are hard.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because like we talk on the phone all day at work, and sometimes when it's been a long day,
mm-hmm.
and like this has been a long week for me since last Thursday. Every day is long, but you know you get home and you're just
mm-hmm.
and the last thing you want to do is talk at all. And
yeah.
like, and then today I'm so tired. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to record. But at least this is fun time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
fun
it's
time talky.
It's a different
yeah.
type of.
But like, I understand because like you know how it feels, and it you just can't get the words out. Like I can't find words. Words are hard.
Yeah, words are really, really hard. But not for you. I'm talking to the dog right now because she can't have words. She uses tails and looks and licking and jumping on my lap,
and
licking
ears.
My balls, all kinds of fun stuff. Now she has no tail to wag.
Her tail is
Ryan
the source of her energy.
Oh, that
it's
would
like
be
Samson's
cool.
like Samson's hair. Just don't cut the tail off.
Oh, well, yeah, don't cut it off, but...
No...
Right
off of one guy's lap
scene.
Into another.
And scene.
She's such a dork.
She's such
a
good dog, though.
She is.
I mean,
she's
as much as she liked like pouncing on me, she's a good dog. Yes.
She's like, I know you're talking about me. You can see it. Well, I promise she's trained. She has a backpack, so once her backpack goes on, that's when she really knows she can't. Can't do these things. It's working time.
Yeah.
So.
She's been on vacation.
Yeah.
She's having a nice vacation.
She's got some.
It's like you're. It's like you're semi-retired right now, and you're just like, yeah, what's up? I'm getting drunk everywhere.
She turned 6 years old.
Does she
on
really?
The 25th?
6 years old in dog years is what?
Well, it varies. Nine? It varies on age and size of the dog, or I'm sorry, it varies on size and like poundage
race?
Of the dog.
Oh,
the and the race of the dog. Yes.
Well, no, I
no,
I
know.
In
the breed.
I've never heard that before. That makes sense.
Yeah,
so
it depends on that, but the general blanket is 7 years for human years.
That's what it
is. But because she's little, she actually ages slower. Whereas a large dog, like a large breed, Great Dane, Great Pyrenees.
So you're not over the hill yet.
Not quite yet. So she's probably reaching about conservatively 35 years old.
No, because normal 7 times 6, if I do my math well, which is not great, 42.
Mm-hmm.
42.
Yep, so she's
so
going to be between.
You're doing good.
Yeah. I have a chart on Pinterest because I can't be off of Pinterest ever because
it's true.
Takes over my soul. every time he looks over my phone, he's like, "Are you on Pinterest?" And I'm like, "Yes."
Why do women love Pinterest?
Oh, it's awesome. I find so many DIY things on there because I'm broke and I have no money. So I'm going to start making... What I'm going to do, I'm going to start making my own detergent, and I'm going to start making my own cleaning supplies. I'm going to start making my own dryer sheets. I'm like, gosh.
I'll have to check on this, but do they have for high energy detergent, for high energy washer dryers?
I don't know.
Because Sports Illustrated and I bought, I should specify this, I apologize. My girlfriend doesn't like to have her name out there. Just because of the profession she does, she doesn't want to, even though she is awesome and amazing, but for whatever reason, you know, I'm a little foul-mouthed and all that stuff, and she doesn't want that to fall on her, which I get and understand.
She doesn't
want to
be associated with her boyfriend in any
right.
way.
Right.
When it comes to that stuff, and I get that 100%. So mm-hmm. My one friend and my we call her Sports Illustrated, the initials of her name. So that's why I meant. So Sports Illustrated, though, what are we talking about? Jesus Christ.
High energy.
Yes. We got a loan out. This is why I have no money.
One of
the reasons I had no money is we moved into here, we got a card, thus a loan, and got a washer dryer. And it's one of those nicer new ones, but still it's like $20 per... You know what I mean? Like normal laundry detergent is like $15. Like ours, because it's high energy, is like 20.
Oh.
And that's even with like if we would get Gain, I like Gain, but let's be honest, it's like the lower spectrum.
You find Gain at the dollar store.
Gain is awesome for that. Yes, right. That's what I'm saying. But like Gain's awesome, but it's like the lower tier. It's like you going wanting to get a bottle of water, but you're getting Deer Spring. Not Aquafina or Dasani or Fiji. You know what I mean? It's like,
water.
Random lower brand over there. Thank you. Gain is actually a quality. By the way, Gain, please sponsor this show. You have
send
a great
coupons.
Product. We like it a lot. Anyway.
Kind of a Tide guy.
Tide?
Yeah.
We really use Tide. But Gain sponsor us as well. But the high energy stuff I'm fascinated with, because I heard someone else say that they were gonna really.
Hey.
Do you like washing clothes too?
She likes to try to lay in my freshly cleaned clothes.
You look like Max Rebo right now. Play your tune for me. That's right.
That's
her right.
favorite. Once everything's out of the dryer and warm and clean, that's when she wraps up into it and is like, "This is the best
thing."
Does
she shed any?
Yes.
Oh,
she did not shed when I lived in Washington State. It wasn't until I left Washington that she started shedding. It's the atmosphere, the temperature, stuff like that. Well, I know you're so talky. Come here. Enough. So, she didn't shed a lot in Washington. A lot of it's going to be because of just because of the climate, temperature, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's interesting. I thought it was just dog shed.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much about dogs today, too. I feel like I've had a good day of learning things. You know.
It's not over yet.
Mind blown. But no, I'm intrigued, though, if you can make, for cheaper, high-energy laundry detergent.
Yeah, the one recipe I found, it's only like 4 ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and it'll make you enough for $11 to last you all year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to have to do more research into that.
I am intrigued and would like to subscribe to your newsletter.
I will send you the pin.
Yeah, well,
follow me on Pinterest, Samantha Stark.
Spend sports. I will join Pinterest and follow you.
You already were on Pinterest.
I've sent you stuff. I don't check it, though. You probably sent me 30 things by now, I'll log into my Pinterest like,
I'm like, hey, did you see this thing on Pinterest? And he's like, what? Because I'll pull up funny things like memes and stuff. I'm like, Nick, look at this. He's like, oh, where is this? On Pinterest.
I sent it to you a week ago. like you were just trying to show people around you, and I was like, oh, I don't. Someone did that to me. We went and saw Jurassic World a while back, and they have a credit on there called Dinosaur Wrangler. And it was the guy who was originally asked by Steven Spielberg to do, in the first movie, Jurassic Park was supposed to be done, like the Harryhausen stuff, which is a clay stop motion animation. And ILM had Phil Tippett, he was the guy who did that, but then the test didn't look exactly how they want to do it, and then ILM just said, why not try CGI?
Yeah.
And so they did a test with that where they mixed the two, but Phil Tebbutt was still in charge of dinosaurs, so getting the structure of the bones right, so they look... Anyway, but there's a credit on there called Dinosaur Wrangler, and someone posted something on Pinterest or something, and it's like, you let all those... Phil, you're a horrible wrangler. You let all those people die. And I was just like... But she's like showing Sports Illustrated the image, and she's like, Nick knows what's going on here. And I didn't really see the image at the time, but she sent it to me a week before on Pinterest.
She called you out.
She did. She called me out.
She put you on Front Street.
That's pretty great. I've not heard that one before either. They put you on Front Street. Yes, right. She did. And I felt ashamed to my entire family and everything. And to my pack of raptors.
Now you must take your sword. Back.
And commit seppuku.
Yep. He'll do that after the show. Should do it during. Talk about ratings.
Yeah.
Describe how you feel right now. If you move the sword
from left to right. Well, I feel a sharp pain in my... Oh, my God. I'm dying.
I've been shot. I can't stop saying that. Ever since you did it, it's from Death to Smoochie, which is like one of the greatest. If you have not seen Death to Smoochie, you're a horrible person and go watch it. I know. That's how awesome it is, and that's how confident I am in that movie. But it's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you're not terrible. But, you know,
see it.
Good. There's this one part when he just gets... hit, and he goes, oh, I've been shot!
He gets arrested, and he's coming out for making Smoochie look bad, because he calls him a Nazi. And as he's being escorted out, someone throws an egg at him. Well, first of all, he keeps going, someone keeps pinching my ass! Someone grabbed my ass! I know someone did! And finally, it's like the lawyer's trying to talk, and finally someone throws an egg. I've been shot! I've been shot! I have salmonella poisoning! Like, you're just like, wait, what? Like...
Yeah. And, well, Nick and I work together in the same in the same office, and he runs into something, and he goes, I've been shot, and it was just, funny.
I have a big ass, so I keep knocking markers off the whiteboard, like Trey, and like, to me, like, I also apparently am Leela from Futurama. I have no depth perception for my ass, so when I try to, like, move around it, like, my ass, like, hits something,
spot.
And I'm like, what the, so then it becomes like a... I've been shot. Like, oh God.
So every time I run into something, I go, I've been shot.
Because
it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I know we talk a lot about dogs and stuff. Yeah, so that's cool. No wiener for you.
No wiener for you.
I see. Come here.
Gotta make a PC.
That's right.
Yeah. Please no animal porn. Ever.
I'm curious. Let's throw this out here. So, if someone offered to show you an animal porn, would you watch it out of curiosity, even though it would disgust you for a second?
I'm sure we all have.
Are we talking like a donkey show? Or are we talking?
I'm talking
like...
about anything. I'm curious.
I've clicked a button before out of sheer morbid curiosity.
Okay, like I'll throw it out there. I have watched one. Because I'm like, really? Who would do that?
Right.
And how does it work?
Right. It's all curiosity.
Like, look, I understand how it works, and I'm making the finger through the hole motion. I understand part. Right.
Yeah.
That's how babies are made. But when then you throw something really messed up into the mix, what
the
heck happened? Like, how does that work? Like, what? I'm just curious. I was talking to somebody else, and they were just like, no, I wouldn't even watch it. I was like, you wouldn't watch it out of curiosity before going, oh, this is disgusting, and never watch it again.
No, they'd watch it.
Everyone has. I think everyone has. It's like a natural thing. It's just, you're curious, and there's a morbid curiosity to a lot of things. Like, like donkey, okay, that's pretty common. Horse, oh my God, I can't even imagine how that girl feels.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know
I'd imagine full. So... But the one that really threw me for a loop mentally and emotionally...
I'm bracing for this one because I thought those were the two big ones, but go ahead.
Literally, yes. But the one that really threw me for a loop and I went, what the hell? What, I missed that. Oh.
I said Komodo dragon.
Oh. No, it was snakes.
What?
Yeah, snakes.
What?
They would, I don't know, entice the snake to go up there somehow.
And
I don't.
Snakes do have penises, yeah. Peni,
but
I don't. But
I mean, it's the entire snake, and this, I just.
How
I
much
didn't
do
understand.
You get paid to do this sort
right?
of thing? Because
well, it's like two girls, one cup. Like, how much did those girls get paid for? That was disgusting.
I never watched it.
Oh,
I know about it. But then I heard it was all fake and it was all soft serve ice cream.
They're
still
no,
coming out of the butt.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Not,
I've never watched it. I have no
oh,
idea.
No,
I will never
I've
watch
it.
It. I don't want to see it.
How far did you get into it?
I finished it.
Oh, God. I couldn't finish it. I couldn't finish it. It was disgusting. It was because at first you're going, oh, that's soft serve ice cream. And then when you start seeing coming out of the girls' butts into a cup, then in one take, they just like pour it all over them and then lick off the. Yeah, you're right.
Lovely. I mean, you know, and I know that that's coming because you're saying, I know what the video is about, but every time someone describes it, I'm
it's
always just
worst.
Like, uh-uh.
We actually watched that live on I don't remember. That was a long time ago. This is when it came out. We watched it live on the podcast and. And Jimmy kept freaking playing through the whole thing. I'm like, and my John and I were like, we're done. John would just keep going like, I'm done, but would watch it. I was like, I can't. I'm gonna vomit. It was scary.
It's pretty nasty.
When I was a kid, I had this friend, and his older brother, one day was like, hey guys, come here, and turns on the computer. And brings up like this German.
Scheiße.
Yes. And he's like, watch this. And it's literally somebody pooping into a woman's mouth. And we're like, we're kids. And we're like, why are you showing us this? We don't understand. So I'm pretty sure that's what he's into. Which, hey, everyone into your own thing. But
that's...
dear Lord. Oh my gosh. I was like scarred for life after that. I was like, that's so gross.
You can't possibly have a sense of smell to get involved in that sort of thing.
Oh, no.
Right?
I'm being honest. I have a horrible gag reflex in terms of just because smells even on top of that. It's hard for me to take medicine. I have to eat food to take my medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I'm terrified of having a kid because of the
smell.
Poo smell. Like,
oh,
you,
it's rough.
Oh,
and,
it's horrible.
Spit up. And sometimes spit
oh,
up and like
I'm
the
not,
milk
I'm not gonna
can be
that.
Worse.
I'm not going to handle that well at all. I'm terrified of that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not looking. I'm.
He's like, ugh.
He's already
if
made
you
himself
throw up,
sick.
There's tile right over there.
Right. Yeah, right.
Just watch the sandals because I don't want to walk in.
Oh, that would. I would. If you're going to spew into this.
Spew into this.
This. Oh, man. Oh, God. That's, I can't do that stuff. It's so nasty. Anyway.
Babies.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to think about that.
So.
I'm already going broke because of her. Because I love her.
Aww.
Yeah. I feel like I got a little too mushy, so I had to like do an eye roll, which is that
right.
is the worst. It's the worst that I did that because it's like, oh, he, air quote, loves. He's like, no, I do. But when you spend money on a ring, you're just like, I don't want to. Yeah. So we'll talk about this.
Speaking of broke.
Yeah. So I looked at a ring probably like half a year ago. And then it was, because originally I was going to get a ring for like a year and a half ago. My car died, so I had to buy a new car. That's a $400, like, well, I have a thing about cars. I can't do used, and this is so asinine. I cannot do, because all my experience with used cars is they break down and they end up costing me more. And so I could have just bought a new car and been fine with it. And so but it's like, I've had like two of them and it's just been bad luck. So I always get a new car. Or if it's used, it's like literally like where people have test driven it off the lot a few times and maybe has like maybe 30 miles on it. Like it's still technically new.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a new car, but that's like $400 payment a month. You know, so now all this extra change I had is now going towards that. And it's just like, so then I'm adding on top. Yeah. So I got the ring. And granted, the great thing is, which is weird, because a few people have told me they offer you no interest for like a year or two, but there's a catch to it. And I checked, there's no catch to mine, so I got lucky.
What's the catch?
Usually the catch is like there's no interest for a year or so, as long as you pay off up to a certain amount.
Oh, yeah. So like no interest for a year as long as you pay in full by that year.
Yeah.
That's
what my couch is.
Do they arm? Like strong arm you basically by if you don't pay it off and they hit you with a higher interest rate.
Oh yeah. Right. And so I apparently, though, Andrew Jewelers was doing this special, also a great diamond provider. Please sponsor them and all their fine needs so this show can get sponsored.
No, another podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So they, I went to them and they had this offer where it's no interest for 5 years. And I was just like, sold. So up to till 2020. And then I even called just to make sure that that was the case.
Okay.
You know, to make sure that I'm not going to get screwed after a year or so. So, but no, as a matter of fact, the girl was like, actually, this is weird. Yeah, you're good to 2020. I was like, yes. So, but it's still a lot of my in. But we went to this Dave Ramsey thing. It's nice. I'm a little frustrated with it because when you're trying to get engaged with someone, starting to talking about budget meetings and stuff like that,
yeah.
Where then you have to sort of talk about a ring and that adds to your monthly payments. So you just it's full disclosure, but it's not. So when we have, because his big thing is that, so say you have, each of you have four bills, right? So and we pay them off best we can, from the smallest loan amount to the highest. And once we pay off one, we take that payment we have and apply it to another payment, and then we just keep paying off until the point where you just pay for everything with cash.
Yep.
Which is actually, and I, you know, it is, when you think of it, common sense, but you just don't, because everything's now digital, you don't really think about it a lot.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to do, and he also goes, you need to have budget meetings, like once a month. There's going to be I forget how he says it, there's one person that's really anal, technically, and then one person that is just sort of freewheeling, let's do whatever. And surprisingly, I'm more the organized one when it comes to that. Like, if we're going to talk about this, let's be organized. But at the same time, I'm more like, I'm cool, whatever we do.
Yeah.
So I'm a weird mix in between, and she's a little bit more like, I if we're going to do this, I need to do everything with paper, but beyond that, I don't give a crap what we do, which is sort of weird. But still, when we do these monthly meet, well, you know, Dave Ramsey said it's one way or the other, and you know, like, he's wrong.
I'm not going to tell
that's
the man
right.
He's got like 5 books out there that he's wrong.
That's right, and a radio show, and a podcast, and a Financial Peace University program. You know what, buddy? It's not exactly black and white. So anyway,
it's really not.
Called him out. Here we
I
are.
I did.
It's rat beef.
Right. You know
let's
what?
Get a Twitter war going.
Oh, Jesus.
Because those are worth anyone's time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Celebrities.
So, I'll go down this rabbit hole real quick. Apparently, Adam F. Goldberg, the creator of the Goldbergs, is in war with the actor, Adam Goldberg, who was like in Saving Private Ryan and whatever. And apparently, the actor got so tired of people talking to him about the Goldberg show that he just said, "Yeah, the Goldbergs is got canceled from ABC and has moved to TV." Nick and I, and all the people.
Oh my God.
And so he's like, "Look, I don't know what." So the creator like started making fun of him and his career, and now it's like a Twitter war going back and forth because he's like, and he did an interview. And he's just like, "I mean, look, I understand it might be frustrating. I get it with him too, but at the same time, it's like." What has my show done really wrong to you besides people thinking you're not me? You know what I mean? And look, people love the show, so like just
take it as a compliment,
take
and move
it as
on.
A compliment and move on. Like, why do you have to take it personally? And matter of fact, this is what's weird. He's producing the Hebrew Hammer movie, the sequel. Adam F. Goldberg is, which stars Adam Goldberg. And so now he's just like, and he wants to pull out of it now, which would stop the movie. Because he's like, that's how, he's like, look, I like, this is my livelihood. I'm not going around saying that you're a crappy actor and whatever and ruining on your career.
Good save.
So anyway, yeah, thank you. So Twitter war, I'm not going to call it Twitter war with Dave Ramsey. I'm just saying it's not as easy. Yet. He also says that you should pay everything for cash. But so if you get an apartment, you can't do that because they look up credit checks.
Mm-hmm.
He says that if you pay cash, though, and you can like pay like 3 months worth sometimes in advance, but he has no credit rating.
I respect that.
Which is actually pretty cool. He's been paying with cash for so long on everything. He has no credit score.
Yeah, well, if you're looking to buy something big and you throw out cash, it changes the mind of a lot of people. Like, if you bring cash to a car dealership and say, hey, the price is, you know, $30,000 for this, but I've got 28 straight, you know, cash.
In cash right now.
You're going to get that car. They want that cash.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's crazy to me. Like, I rarely ever have cash in my wallet anymore, and I'm just.
And here's the thing: when you're listening to this in the class that you have, you get really excited, like,
yeah.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
But he also goes like, with your partner, you have to have conversations about budgets and stuff like that. And I'm not going to lie, like, if we do have a discussion that goes into a negative connotation, it usually tends to be about money. And for the past few months, it's really been an issue of like, well, why do you have this? Why is it extra? Like, yeah, the dog's trying to lick my water bottle.
She's trying to steal it so she can chew the cap off.
And then gave you the look when you moved it, like,
she was like, dude.
What are you doing? Well, you know what? That's right.
So, like, water bottles are TOIs.
What are TOIs?
Toys.
Okay. You know what?
You're
can I
fine.
Give them to her?
No.
Okay. Well,
if it was the whole water bottle, then yes.
Oh, I gotcha. I'm sorry.
And then once she gets the cap off, then I take it away and toss it out.
Yeah, because she's
you're okay.
Okay.
She has to know that, you know, you're the one in charge. So if you don't want her to have that, you were fine with what you did. She's gonna have to suck it up and deal with it.
Well, that's fine. I was like, well, look, I'll give it to her. I mean, it's just stopping water from being spilled. It's not.
It's all good.
Which is actually good, too.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
But,
my
yeah, so the classes, when you take them, though, they say you got to stress. Make sure, like, communicate what's going on about the finances. Because don't wait, like, a full month. Like, maybe have two budget meetings a month. And have them be mandatory. And so, matter of fact, we're going to have one tomorrow. Because one of the big things that he also says is that use cash for everything. Because if you use cash, you feel the pain of when that cash leaves your hand. And I sort of agree with that. As a matter of fact,
because the cards, it's a mental thing. The cards, you don't see the money leaving until you check your account and you're like, what did I spend?
Right.
And then you go through your history, you're like, I'm an idiot.
So the biggest thing we're doing right now is we've agreed upon that groceries is the one thing. Like, I don't really think that the envelope system works for me 100%. So my way around that has been, I have my cards in a place that I can get if I really need them when I go places, but like when I go to work, my goal is to not have them with me in work.
Yeah.
So, because if I do, I go to the cafeteria and I buy food and whatever. I go to the ATM and I get freaking vending machine money, and it's horrible.
They just raise the prices too.
I know, $1.10.
Yeah,
it's so
I know.
Stupid.
That's like, that's just a kick in the teeth. I mean, it's like,
it's
oh,
like we already have your soul.
Card, but
let's, you know what? You want that Milky Way? Which,
10 cents extra.
10 cents extra, but also throwing it out there, they don't have Milky Ways in every vending machine.
No?
No.
Bastards.
Screw you, vending machine system. So, yeah, isn't that even worse? It's like you already have everything else.
It's like if you're going to raise the price, you know, go big or go home. Raise it up to like a buck and a quarter. But 10 cents? Who carries dimes, honestly?
Right. Dimes are the new pennies.
Right.
They really are. She really wants that water bottle. This is like a puzzle for you, isn't it? How do I get this? You're not getting it. I have spoken. But yeah, so we're going to have a meeting. And matter of fact, one of the things I wanted to do is if we go to Giant Eagle or Kroger, we're going to like document how much from the receipt, how much everything costs, put it into an Excel spreadsheet so next time we can go, I'm going to buy like some Lean Cuisine so I can take them into work. I can know exactly, I can know roughly how much it will probably cost when I go in. So, because I'm not good, like I'm good at keeping things organized, but if it's too much work to put it into an Excel or whatever, then I start to get a little lazy. But if it's already there for me, we can sit there and go, okay, that's $5 plus five plus eight plus five plus two plus two plus two.
This it's easy is, start to couponing too.
I do not, no. Okay. Welcome to the weird world of Nick. I don't like weird things like paper. What I mean by that is that normal paper is okay, but if it's really thin paper, like the old newspaper comic book stuff, I cannot do that. Like the adverts,
You just don't like the feel, the texture?
I don't like the feel and texture of it. It gives me, I get the heebie-jeebies. Like sometimes I will get goosebumps. I do not like it. So my girlfriend will pull out the Sunday whatever, and she'll do the she'll lay them out there, and she'll like, you want to look at this one, and like, when you're
oh,
and I'm
mean.
Like, I'm like, no, but this is where we work good as a team. She'll do the couponing, and I will.
There you go.
All right, so yeah. To quote our coworker Ross, what a deal!
What a deal!
What a deal!
What a deal!
Yeah, because I shop at Trader Joe's every week with my best friend, and there are certain things I will buy at Trader Joe's and will not anywhere else. There's certain things I will not buy at Trader Joe's.
Well, Trader Joe's
has
a
Kroger.
Good,
So there's actually lists in Pinterest. If you type in like how to shop at Trader Joe's, there's lists what to buy there, what's cheaper, and it'll compare all the grocery stores for you.
Nice.
So yeah, so I've learned how to shop smarter from Pinterest. I learned how to make things.
That's right. See,
there's even recipes for food, healthy foods.
Yeah, healthy foods that are like real foods. Like I've been making zucchini pizza boats.
What's a zucchini pizza boat?
Tell me more.
Yeah, it's and I've made this a couple times, and they're super filling.
Well, isn't zucchini like the shape of a
pickle?
Like a
Yep.
Yeah, a pickle.
It's like
phallic.
It is a little phallic.
So you take the zucchinis, and I usually get three of them, so we each get three boats, and then you just chop the ends off, and you cut it in half, and sometimes you gotta chop down the back so it sits, and then I usually spoon out a little divot in the middle, and then you put on your pizza sauce, you put on your cheese, your mini pepperonis, and then you bake it for like 13 minutes.
That's what we do, but with mushrooms. We get the giant mushroom.
The mushroom pizzas are great.
Yeah, but you
like
have
the portobellos.
Portobellos. But I will warn you, though, you have to scoop out the, I don't know how you describe it, on the bottom of the mushroom, like the wave. It's like the blackish brown wave.
Yeah.
Because that holds a lot of liquid. The mushroom itself already does, but it is super saturated with water.
Okay.
So, because one time, the first few times we did it, we didn't know why. Like, it almost looked like someone just poured water and with the pizza sauce, and like it overflowed
really
badly. And so when we Sarah was just like, it's just really hard to say Sports Illustrated. It really is. Sarah was just like, she scooped out, ipped out, and we tried it, and it wasn't, and with a little bit lighter sauce, no problem. It was water condensation, but it wasn't like just my cup overfloweth with pizza and water kind of. No,
I'll
that's
have to try
awesome.
Those because I've bought
zucchini?
The pre-made ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just get a couple nice fat zucchinis, and then because we like so we've made I've made it a couple times and it's really filling and it's full of fiber, so it's good for your poops, and it's so good.
It is really good.
Yeah. So mozzarella and Parmesan cheese. I have like little mini pepperonis, like teeny tiny ones. So we put those on there. Olive oil. And just drizzle that over, and then bake it.
Sarah bought zucchini and just cut it up and just fried it in the frying pan.
Oh, I've had zucchini fries too.
And it's not like, she doesn't put any batter or stuff on her crumbs on it. She just fries it in the pan and just add a little salt and pepper.
Yep.
It's really good.
Zucchini's good stuff.
It's really good.
And making stuff, like, cooking saves you so much more money, but like I don't
so
have
so much effort.
It really is. I don't have, I come home, I'm tired. Don't have a dishwasher. My kitchen right now, my sink is filled, because I cooked dinner last night, or yesterday, because I was off yesterday. So I cooked dinner, but I cooked in the crock pot, which is if you have a tight kitchen, the crock pot is the best thing ever in the world.
Yes.
But I made bacon wrapped chicken yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I just. And then Ryan comes over and he eats, and that just doubles my dishes.
Oh,
right.
Well,
it does.
Well,
it's not a bad thing though. I like it when you come over. I like that you like the food that I cook because my ex is a douche.
When I had all you guys come over for the 4th of July thing, there was a discussion over paper plates versus normal plates, and I just I'm like, look, the bachelor in me is talking about. It's like this. Paper plates, please, dear God.
Plastic cup paper plates.
Right.
Life.
But if it's lesser, like really, as a matter of fact, I think she, like last night, I would have put, she put them in real bowls.
Yeah.
My girlfriend did pretty great with snacks for everybody.
She's so awesome. She's such a good host.
She's the one that told me, get something salty, get something sweet. And then like, and I was like, that's sort of horse shit. And then when we did the first original game night, we got like chocolate covered pretzels, I think cashews and
gummy worms,
which she dropped the ball a little bit on.
Hey, it's okay, but she made up with a taffy though.
Tell her gummy worms. Not for her. She's like, I got taffy, and I didn't really have a chance to like comment on it. And then I got home, I was like, people are going to be a
taffy?
Little bit.
This is 1952.
Right? Am I on a beach somewhere?
Right.
And on the Atlantic? Am I on the boardwalk?
Taffy.
No. Well, here's the thing.
Taffy?
This morning, I will say I was enjoying a good bit of taffy, but around the time, like when two people came in, and were like, think was it one of you guys, and then Dan was like, "Where's the taffy?" And you're just like, "Or where's the gummy worms?" I was like, "Ooh."
Yeah, that was me. I felt bad. Sarah was like, "Oh, so we got snacks for you guys?" I said, "Ooh, we got gummy worms," and she was like, "No," and I'm like, "Oh, that's okay."
We had a conversation before that. I was like,
"Well, because like the last two game nights." We annihilated those gummy worms.
Yeah,
oh my god,
survive.
We could have. Oh,
$4.99
We absolutely annihilated every single gummy worm in there, and we were just like, "How did you freaking gummy worms?"
It was right. So
and
I did specify.
Thought
but,
it was tradition.
But she. Well, the part of the problem is she got it too. Last few times I've gotten it, and she was doing me a solid by going out and doing it. So at the end of the day, I really can't knock her for that.
Yeah,
she,
it's
and
all
she
good.
Actually found the pretzels cheaper at Anderson's because. If you go to Anderson's, they actually do have some. I think she might have told you guys last night too. They had like a sale of like blackberries, blueberries.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah. And she even said like one person bought like 120 peaches from there because they were on so cheap.
Holy
whatever.
Cow!
It
I've never
like,
been into an Anderson's.
Oh, if you like wine, that is your place to go. And they, or just in general, like the beers that you all had.
Mm-hmm.
Those were from Anderson's.
Oh, they have a pretty decent
yeah.
beer selection.
You have to make
right.
a trip to Anderson's.
They're not. I mean, they're actually. It's nice for me because it's right there. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it is actually nice because when you go into like Johnny or Kroger, some of the snack stuff is like sort of in different aisles for some cases. Like you know, like if you go into the like the Johnny Go I go to, they have like freaking. The nuts section a little bit, but then they have another section of nuts like they're by the, you know, what am I thinking of? The corporate chains like Nestle or whatever, they're in a completely different area or region. So, but with Anderson's, they have like a whole row and it's just all right there.
Hmm.
And so it's just nice, like, oh, I'm going to have some chocolate covered raisins and chocolate covered pretzels. Gummy worms, gummy cherries, gummy fish.
Oh, Swedish fish are my favorite. And by the way, I've been looking at that. Ryan just got up and locked my door, so.
Well, I heard something outside, and it sounded like somebody's putting something on the porch. Or
my
I
back
always,
is to the door, so now I'm a little freaked
I
out.
I always lock my door.
Open.
So you're the first to go, buddy, but then I've got my gun right there,
I'm glad to hear that.
You know.
I'm really glad.
You'll go so we survive.
You know
the
what?
Greater
yeah.
good.
Appreciate it.
The greater good.
Will you stop saying that? It's not all about the greater good. The greater good. Stop. But yeah, she did a really good job with that. And Anderson's has some decent prices on some stuff, not
mm-hmm.
all stuff.
Well, it's another one of those things you have to learn how to shop.
Yeah.
And I know that's such a weird thing to say because we all grew up shopping, but you
no.
really have to learn. You have to strategize.
Mm-hmm.
Like
cannot
shopping
go
is
hungry.
A tactical. Effort. I mean, you have to make a plan. And every time I don't have a list, I'm like, oh, what the hell do I need?
If you also are a person who, like, look, I love to shop. I'm one of the few guys. I have a feeling you would probably like to shop. Maybe. Am I wrong?
It depends on where and what and stuff like that.
Well, okay, so, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to go clothes shopping with me.
Yeah.
That would be...
I would because you asked me to.
Because you're so sweet, but you would not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Points
like,
to us.
But in
I
my
would...
mind, I'm like,
to quote Chris Hardwick, points? yeah. But yes, but like, God lover, like when I go into a place, I usually know what I'm getting. And if I see something that catches my eye, I'll look at it. But the entire world does not freaking catch my eye.
Right. Me neither.
So, I
get
do not
tunnel
like,
vision.
I do not like. Yeah. Like, I like tunnel vision, go in, get what I want. And if I'm walking out, like, for example, this is so ridiculous, but if I see a Guardians of the Galaxy, like, school folder, and I'm like, oh, I could store some role-playing
character
game character
yeah.
sheets in there, and it's sort of comic-themed, that's a good idea. I'll look at that for a second, and then my brain will make a decision, yes, no, and move on. I won't look around because, God willing, I think about the entire universe and go, oh... Glasses would be nice for maybe when we get married in 5 years, or when we do that, we could do that. But you know, well, I'm thinking maybe in 3 years.
That's what Pinterest
need...
is for.
Oh my God! No,
and then
that
you save the pin.
That is part of the problem sometimes. That I'm not gonna
millions
lie.
Millions of dollars of market research is wanting you to look around and pay attention
like,
to.
I
all
do like
the
Pinterest
things.
When I am on there. I just don't on there a lot, so I give it a hard time. But.
Yeah.
When
well,
it's...
I hated it at first. I was like, this is stupid. And I deleted it. And then my friends are like, it's really cool. They gave it another shot. And now it's part of me. I'm on it all the time. Oh my gosh.
That scared me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. That's why there's a little slight delay on that. Like, cause your look was like, it's a part of me.
We're watching a show that she wants to watch, right? These home improvement shows, which they're actually kind of cool, but I won't get into
that. They are, actually.
Yeah. Yes,
right?
They are.
Were you watching the Brothers? Stuff. The real
Yeah,
brothers?
That's what I was watching.
Yeah.
She'll be watching, then all of a sudden you look over and she'll have her phone out. It's not like Mini Towers or whatever. It's Pinterest. She's like, check this out.
I know, I'm like, look at this.
Like, I'm watching
I'm so annoying.
Check this out.
Yeah, like, every time I go to Cleveland to visit her parents, they do nothing but watch the Home Network, the Home and Garden Network, or
the DIY Network.
That's what it's called now.
The DIY Network and HGTV.
Yeah.
Make sure
so,
to build.
Oh, well, after a while, though, I do start seeing, because they show House Hunters and House Hunters International.
Yep.
And then what's the other one with the British lady and the weird Canadian guy? It's like so.
Oh, that's
bit.
We love it or list it.
Love it or list it.
We just got done with that.
Right? See, after for a while they're like, for a while we were going up to Cleveland all the time. I knew that every one of those shows. As a matter of fact, I have seen almost all the episodes because they just
Netflix.
Have them on the background. And so like,
yeah.
And I cannot have something in the background. This annoys me. This annoys her about me. She just needs something on in the background. She can work on something. You can't do that with me. Like, if you have friends on, or like even
oh,
like,
I love background
like
noise.
I've seen every episode of Ninja Turtles. I know everything that's probably gonna happen. If you put that on, I'll be just
a Batman animated series for me.
Oh god, no,
yeah.
You can't put anything
or
on
Parks
his background.
And Rec.
Yeah, you
Parks
just
Rec is fantastic.
So she'll do that with like, but even that, like, I'm at her parents, if they're trying to have a conversation with me, and I'm like getting sucked into Realty Brothers, and I'm just like. Like, this is the one that's the realtor, and he's gonna tell him why they should probably sell. Because it's
just,
gonna
just
cost
wait,
a
just
lot
wait,
of
here
money.
It is.
Yeah. Then the other brother's gonna come and say, no, we can probably fix this.
And then
they're
every
gonna work
episode.
Together.
It's every episode ever.
Actually, well, right, but like And then they have all of those shows, but like, I know exactly when I go there I'm gonna watch this. But House Hunters International. It's like, we're going to leave this. It's a little dungy for me, and it's this beautiful flat.
Yes, oh
and
my
And we're
going to
go to war-torn Austria, or not Austria, war-torn, like, Bosnia and Czechoslovakia or whatever. And they go over there, and they find the place they get. It's like a million times worse than what they already have. And sometimes it feels like they go over there on a freaking whim. Like they're
yeah,
like,
I'm like,
like,
oh, it must be nice
to
have money. I'm like, you want a dungeon.
Chechia.
Like why would you go like go to another country and get a job there that's way better, and because you can probably find it. Like, there's no need for you to go there. Or, you know what, pay a little bit extra, not a lot of extra. Okay, you can't always say that. I understand that. But like, when you look at the place, you're paying probably a lot of money in some of those cases for a big pile of poo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say about that. I don't like it. I get torn up inside.
I like the restoration shows. I watch a lot that I'm like, I could do that. I could totally do that. Like, what is it? Rehab Addict, Nicole Curtis. And I'm just like, she
is
makes...
Is that where they tear down the houses and rebuild them themselves or whatever?
No, she buys historical houses that...
Oh, okay.
And then she finishes them, rehabs them back to what they would have looked like during that time frame. So she doesn't modernize it. She...
There's a couple in Texas that have a show. They have like four kids or whatever too, and like half the episode they're really talking about this house they were gonna like rehab, and just make it whatever what the couple was wanting for, and but half the episode was really about the kids spilling ice cream on their floors or something stupid like that. It was
only
about maybe 5 minutes about
like,
the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, but and that's how all their shows are.
Yeah, they're good shows. I get sucked into those, but I like to have background noise on, so I like to have something on, like Sarah, I like background noise, so I like to have something on where I don't need to super focus on it, but if there's something like, we just started watching Justified, and I'm like, ooh, we want to pay attention to that,
mm-hmm.
But if there's something that, you know,
because
I write, and I like to have background noise on, so when I'm having a little bit of a block, I can, you know, I got my laptop, and I'm typing away, and then I'm like,
looking at Pinterest, typing away.
Yeah.
No, I did not open Pinterest one time while I was writing yesterday.
I wasn't here. I cannot confirm or deny.
I cannot confirm or deny. I repeat.
I did not have my thumb on that app.
All right. I can or cannot deny that.
Vote for my wife.
Clinton, 2015, 16,
something like that. One
yeah.
of those years.
Clinton, future.
Clinton, future. But don't send her an email. That could be bad.
Right. I heard about that. I was just like, oh wow, because I'm watching Scandal, and I'm like, I wonder how much of this actually happens.
I say the same thing when I'm watching House of Cards.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
god.
Okay, now I understand it's probably not as cutthroat as that show makes it, but it might be.
Yeah.
You never know.
I think some of the stuff with like the people in Congress, I think, are the president, I don't think, has a lot of much as control as Frank is pushing around that
right.
he has. You know. Well, I am Frank, what's his name?
Underwood.
Frank Underwood. F-U.
Yep.
That's awesome. I've never watched it. So.
Oh, man.
I know I need to. It's on my list. I have so many shows.
It is really so good.
The first
like,
season was amazing.
The third season was a little slow, but they're building up for whatever the fourth season is, which is, oh my god. But, hey, I want to tell you guys something. So, Sam knows this. So, Sarah watches Doctor Who, and she's been behind, slowly, and she's been geared. We've been actually watching a lot of episodes during a week now, and she finally got to, when we're getting towards the end of David Tennant, and she's like, and everyone was telling us like, you're gonna get a little misty eyed. David Tennant's goodbye in Doctor
rough.
Who.
It's
a little rough.
Oh,
no, man. I've seen
rough.
That many
I,
times
I was
before.
Bawling.
We
every
were,
time.
At
I
work
cry.
One
every
time,
time.
We Alan started
yes.
watching it, and I was starting to get choked
yep.
up. While I was like, can we
I'm
turn
like in
this
the middle
off?
Of a call. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, you can't do this. You gotta turn this off. Because I'm starting to tear up. And Alan's like, really? Like, but that was the first time he was watching. But he was also not fully paying attention because
right.
it's hard at work. But anyway,
yeah.
that's what I'm saying. I get sucked into it when I should be doing anything. Anyway,
bringing it back.
So yeah, bringing it back. But when we were watching it at home, when we were done, I was like, "So what do you think?" You know, he's like, "I don't want to go," and she just was like, "I'm not gonna lie. There's a few times that I got something in my eye. I was like, that's
to go.
Yeah.
I'm not
right.
ready to go yet.
Well, she's like, I really like Wilfred, Donna's grandfather. He's like, I really like him.
Yes.
I was like, did you expect
that
it to
a
be
rough
him
one too.
To kill? And she's like, no. I was like, yeah, that's right. Wilfred is important. You know why? Because he killed the doctor. And you're just going like, oh, heartbreaking. And then she's like, they're showing everybody else. They gotta show Rose. That she kept thinking that. And then but now we're on Matt Smith, and she really liked the one with the lizard people where they go.
Oh yeah, when they go underground.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they kill the sister.
Mm-hmm.
And like she was like, those were really good. Like I was like, see, sci-fi has
so
some
what
deep
did she
stuff
think about the angels.
Ooh, the weeping
angels. She
loves
are
my
the
angels, favorite.
But she's still a little confused, and she's not pissed. Sarah doesn't get pissed, but she's a little upset about what's going on with River because they still have never directly said they did, but they didn't. Because Amy was just like, so what, is that your wife or something? And he's like, yes, she's my wife. But he said it in a way that's not really, you know what I mean?
Affectionate. Like.
Or, but he still isn't really sure
yeah,
who she is.
Yeah, he's unsure
still.
Who she is, so.
But he just knows that she knows a lot about him, and he doesn't necessarily know why, except for the fact that they run into each other before. But that's annoying her a bit. It's eating at her. But the angels, though, it didn't scare her as Blank did. But she liked it. She really liked the Vincent Van Gogh one though too.
Me
really
too.
Good.
That one gets me in the feels every time.
It does. Well,
every time.
See, that's a great thing. The Matt Smith stuff I've not seen as often as the David Tennant stuff.
So it's like a
so
treat.
It's actually like a treat because I go like, I think he gets really pissed off that he takes him back, and I was like, no, he's like, thank you so much. Like, and
yeah.
it's full of feels, and you're just
that
like,
one, oh, because looks, my mom's an artist. She's an art major. I've taken art classes and, you know, just the art history. I've taken restoration classes. I started off as an art major. So it's just like seeing all of it. And I'm just like, because I've always wondered what if they could see now what, you know, what impact they've had on the world and then
yes.
to see it. And it was like, so, and the guy who played Van Gogh was
really
awesome.
He was awesome
and
too.
I was just like,
great
this
Bill
is what
Nighy,
it would be.
A cameo too. As and I do like the she does like the she doesn't like bow ties but she does like the whole thing
cool.
bow tie but she doesn't he's like by the way smashing bow tie Oh, thank you. I do think it's... he says a word I've never heard the Brits use before in a show, but it means like it's... I think it's an old vernacular kind of thing, so I'm probably not used to that, but it was like... It's like... I think there's their way of saying it's tight. Kind of
like
thing.
Slang, like it's tight.
It's a slang,
yeah.
Like it's tight, but it's a fancy old school British vernacular word, like a little bit more high and mighty. Yeah, because he's like,
fancy.
Oh, thank you. Because Bill Nye, he's like, thank you. I find that I did thought it was blah 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 today. And he's like, well, it is, my friend. Bow ties are cool. And then, yeah, because when he runs into the end with Van Gogh, he's like, yeah, you are the guy who thought my bow tie was cool. I like that a lot. She liked that a lot. Yeah, that was good. So actually, we're up to the Panadorica opens, which is, and I actually am giving Moffat a lot more credit, because the first time I did not like Matt Smith the first time I saw that, his run.
I hated David Tennant the first time I saw him.
Well,
like that first episode, like the Christmas special.
Well, he's asleep through half of it anyway. Too.
Right.
Like,
well,
when
he's
he wakes up
evening.
And he's talking about like Alonzi and going to Barcelona, I was like, this effing guy, who is this? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're
dumb.
Just like, Alonzi.
Sorry.
No, I was I got into Doctor Who a little later. A friend of mine, when I was stationed in Greece, when I was still in the military, was like, oh, I love it. She's a big Whovian, loves it. And this was probably about 2008, 2009. And she's like, you need to watch it. No, 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 no. And I was like, okay. Because I'm not, you know, huge into sci-fi. I'm not, you know, whatever.
Right.
If I run into something and I happen to like it, it'll happen to be sci-fi. Cool.
Yeah.
But I don't go seek it. I don't care. But, I, you know, and then I was like, well, I have Netflix. This is new. Oh, Doctor Who. Let's try this. And I didn't really know what it was about. I didn't know that the guy changed. I had no idea. So at the end, after Chris, whatever his name is, because I can never say his last name. No, no, no.
Chris Eccleston.
Eccleston, thank you. I keep saying I keep saying like echelon, and I'm like, I know it's wrong. But so Chris, what's his face? So Chris Eccleston, like, and I really liked him as a doctor. I thought, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then he goes away, and I'm like, oh, what?
You have to get used to the new
right,
guy.
Right, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And then you have to get used to the new guy. Then I fell in love with David Tennant. And then Matt Smith came along, and I was like, he's not David Tennant. But then Matt Smith grew on me. And
yeah.
Now we've got Peter Capaldi, who I'm loving.
He's doing a really good job, yeah.
But David Tennant is always
I like Capaldi, but I feel they're not writing him well. Like, it's just...
Okay.
He feels again, in retrospect, like when we watch it, I might have a completely different opinion of him. Because again, I thought Matt Smith, something felt off about Matt Smith. Because, like, I just remember the whale episode where they're on the top of the space whale or star whale or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just remember watching that and I'm like, I did not like it at all. Because I was like, that's not how the doctor would act. He would never say he saves everybody, even though we know he did. Or he just goes, I don't save anybody. I don't interrupt the time. Because the performance didn't seem like he. Like that's completely out of character to me or something like that. And this time I watched it, I was like, oh, this feels natural. He's being a smart ass a little bit.
Yeah.
but the first time I watched it, I remember going like, he didn't come off like he was being a smart ass or being sarcastic. He felt like he was being straight with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that. It just felt off to me. But now watching it straight through, I didn't have that problem at all. And I'm like, oh, he's great from the get-go. Like I might have a different opinion of Capaldi, but my biggest problem with Capaldi, have you guys seen all of Capaldi's upset?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm
up to the latest Christmas special. I don't know if they've started anything past that.
That's where they talk about why the hugs, right? Have you seen the part where he talks about why he doesn't like hugs? With Clara?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not like a huge spoiler, but they sort of make a point like that's kind of the Evan.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. And it's not just because he's a grumpy old man, like, and that's how this new doctor is, and that's cool and whatever, but it's like he doesn't like hugs because he doesn't like, you can't face the person and see them, and he enjoys that. He enjoys looking at the person and having interaction with them, and so you it's not as friendly as you would think a hug should be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that makes sense, but it felt very like, actually, I put it up there with the doctor, Matt Smith's doctor's last episode, which I thought was... I like it as a standalone, but when you have it be that's his last episode, after David Tennant's epic finale, or even like Eccleston's final
mm-hmm.
episode was freaking badass.
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
it was a good one.
Like, oh yeah, it's cool that you have like, but it's like a standalone story. There's not really a good build-up for it. It's just they go to this, it's because it's not Trans-Dolor, which is supposedly where he's going to die at. It's, or no, it is.
Yeah, because he ends up calling him to talk to Clara, which he just would not accept.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The new doctor.
But it's still so weird. I just didn't, I don't know, it felt off to me. The last 5 minutes were fantastic, where he's like, we're all just breath on a glass. You know, we feel like we're not important, and we just fade off away. And then he's like, the doctors are coming. And I mean, you're like, oh, good stuff. But up to that point, I was just, so, yeah, anyway.
Talk on that for hours.
I know.
Doctor Who. Yeah.
There's a few things I could talk about for a good long time. And
I'm excited for Capaldi. I'll just end with that. I'm excited for Capaldi. His new season.
Well, we've gone over our time just a little bit, which is fine, but we're going to wrap this up now. So I hope you guys have a little bit more insight as to who we are instead of, you know, our funny commentary with movies. I know you guys know me a little bit, so let's just close out here with who we are and where you can find us.
All right. I'll make mine a little bit shorter this time. GBGpodcast.com, Twitter at GoodBadGeeky.
RSGpodcast.com and Facebook Random Subject Generator.
All right, so you know where you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. Find James at James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not a Y. And then Big Jim and that other guy, they don't matter. No, they know I love him. Big Jim just had a baby, so congratulations on the new little one. And so hope you and the girlfriend are doing well and adjusting. So, until next time, we'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Hope you have good nostril smell capability.